WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. has never had a national language, but the White House says that today President Trump will sign an executive order that designates English as the official language of the United States, saying it's about unity. This rescinds a Clinton-era order that requires agencies that get federal funding to offer language assistance to non-English speakers. The president's expected to meet shortly with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The two will be signing a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. Trump casting this as a way for Ukraine to pay back the U.S. for billions of dollars in aid. But in order to reach a broader agreement, Zelensky says he needs security guarantees from the U.S. so that Russia cannot invade again. And so far, that is something that President Trump has been unwilling to give.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. American consumers cut their spending by 0.2% last month, the biggest drop in 4 years, and more than 20 new measles cases in West Texas where the outbreak continues. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dozens of Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to help them grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growth or updating technology, knowing they would be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than 5 employees. People from the association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. Meanwhile, Baldwin held a roundtable with Wisconsinites, many of whom are confused about changes from the federal government. Melissa Kay reports.
The first question outlined how chaotic things seem in Washington, D.C., and asked how to help calm the uncertainty people are living with every day.
It does feel a lot like chaos here.
Senator Baldwin said announcements are coming so fast and furious that it's difficult for hardworking citizens to keep up.
I will tell you that some of the chaos that we're experiencing is very purposeful.
A top Trump advisor said their strategy in the first days and weeks was to flood the zone. Many of the things proposed have resulted in lawsuits, making it even harder to understand what's going on. Baldwin said she's been spending time on the Senate floor reading letters from concerned constituents, and those voices and stories do make a difference. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring. And today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures, and we may catch a sprinkle or two this afternoon. The wind west to northwest gusting to 40 or 45. Temperatures in the low 50s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny, not as windy, but colder. Our high tomorrow, 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is out today, but I, Greg Bach, am your guest host. And the weekend's almost here, so we're going to talk news, and this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'd love to hear what you think about these tariffs. How bad are these tariff threats? Like, if these tariffs actually go through, what would it do to Canada's economy?
Bank of Canada has done some estimation on this, and it would basically look like the 08-09 financial crisis. Yeah. Up there. You'd be looking at a kind of immediate drop of about 3 to 4% of GDP, and then kind of recovering over time. But unlike 08-09, it would actually be inflationary in nature. So maybe it's actually a little bit more like the pandemic, where, you know, we get the GDP drop of the financial crisis without the deflation of the financial crisis.
Okay, that's one of the foreign minister's economic advisors to Trudeau. Okay, hey, somebody tweeted, this is a good idea. It now seems like a good time to remind those who fell asleep in history class that tariffs drove us into the Great Depression. And on cue, U.S. jobless benefits rose by 22,000 last week, a three-month high, with 242,000 people filing for unemployment. And so Donald Trump's repeat of losing American jobs begins. Nicely done, everybody. Hold, please. Hang on, I have one more. Hold, please. Edward says it took Biden 4 years to almost get us out of the mess that he left behind. He has managed to destroy all of it in 1 month. We're at 1 month, everybody. Okay. I'm with, hang on. Someone else basically said, oh, here it is. This is me. Last night, I sat down on the floor and hugged my dog and cried. The world is a terrible mess, but also there are dogs. And I have two. I cry into each one of them. And then these ladies give me life every Friday. Frangela.
I'm doing a Steffi. You gotta get more angular.
Wow. Francis, then, I said
Jabby. Jabby. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're dancing. are you feeling a little stabby this morning? I am.
Absolutely. You know what? I'm telling you. You know, with black people. You know, you got a black parent, they'll be like, you do something, and they'll be like, oh, no, you want to get in trouble, huh?
Mm-hmm.
what's happening in America right now. Oh, you want this butt whooping. Oh, you want people in the street. I see America.
I saved this one for you, Francis. K.A. tweeted, do we survive COVID just to die from the measles? What is this, Little House on the Prairie?
It's true.
Jody, you're just sitting here going, who knows? What new strain of COVID going to get us? Measles, Ebola, bird flu?
It's in 10 states.
Yeah. Yeah, they just found measles at LAX. They just said, if you were at LAX and whatever, another reason not to.
I'm getting my antibodies tested.
It is terrifying. And how about this? Just before he left office, President Biden awarded Moderna, the maker of one of the most well-known COVID vaccines, a $590 million contract to fast-track development of a bird flu vaccine. Biden made the 11th-hour grant because of the incoming administration's skepticism about vaccinations. He was right to be concerned. Thank you, Joe, for one last gift to try to save us.
You know, that man, that precious man, Joe Biden, look at him trying to put Band-Aids on where he knows the cuts are going to be. Look at him pre-treat us.
Also, do you know that he bought like millions of dollars worth of eggs to be delivered to the United States in June?
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a good man.
He did that.
We did not deserve Joe Biden.
I'm not buying your stupid book in honor of Jake Tapper, who wrote a book about Biden's decline. Anyone want to read this now when we are facing Armageddon fascism, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is exactly how we got here, right?
I can do the blink of it for you. I can do the blinkest of it for you, that book.
Lawrence O'Donnell is always right. He had said, it's too late. Whether you want to argue about Biden shouldn't have run at all, he should have gotten out sooner, whatever. The fact is, it was too late, and we did this to ourselves partially,
Someone said this. Because there was never a day where she wasn't going to be a woman in black. Right. Yeah. That day wasn't going to come no matter how soon.
Yeah.
We had said, because if people had just voted the way they did for Biden, we wouldn't be in this mess, but people didn't show up.
Yeah.
They had no intention of voting.
Yeah. I mean, our friend John Pavlovitz, who did, Durham Sexy Liberal with us, he tweeted someone who said, RFK will have a cure for measles soon. I have that much faith in him. And someone just said, we live in a literal idiocracy. And John Pavlovitz said there was no campaign Kamala Harris and the Democrats could have run that overcame the combination of racism and stupidity, addling tens of millions of Americans.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we underestimated. What we underestimated is misogyny and racism. What we underestimated was that. And about a bunch of people voting against their own people and their own interests. I didn't think that would roll out that hard.
Yeah.
And now we're watching them they're going to destroy public education. We're in this mess because we have uneducated voters, which are Trump's favorite voters.
Yeah.
Uninformed people. Okay. So they want people to be even less educated so they can fall for the okie doke some more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I think it was a Biden advisor this week that was saying, he's never seen a party panic like this. I mean, they defend Trump no matter what he does, even now.
Right? Yeah, right. He's a felon.
And we panicked and pushed Joe Biden out, right? And it gave Kamala Harris way too short a runway. And now here we are. I know, as you say, we're going to be in the back of the welcome wagon just booing. We're just going to be heckling and welcome back, everybody. I can't. There's all of these stories now coming out, right, about, Trump voters feeling regret. But he said it all. And, who else said it all? Kamala Harris. She literally said, warned every single thing that's happening.
And this is my issue. And this is why narratives are very important. Because these people, these Trump voters, they are angry at the government. And it's like, no, you need to take that focus, that anger, and focus it on the right place. It's for the people you voted for who lied in your face. Or actually, they said what they were going to do, and you didn't listen.
Yeah.
They did, you know, I remember them every time in the media, the complicity in the lack of an actual fourth estate is just astounding to me. I remember every time Trump would say something that he would say something about abortion in particular, right? One day he'd be like, I think it's up to the states. The next day, well, you know, I'm against it. The next day, well, you know, it's not up to me. Like, and they kept acting like, oh, has he softened his stance? Oh, has he changed? And I was like, no. He's just obfuscating. He just says whatever he needs to say in the moment to get out of it, that he is a right-wing fascist. Yeah. He's a fascist, period. A racist fascist.
So here's the latest. GOP strategist says Trump voters are already having second thoughts. Buyer's remorse starting to set in for some of Trump's voters, according to longtime Republican strategist. She said essentially nothing has changed for those who back Trump for the one very specific reason they believed that things were too expensive. I think that's kind of BS, but okay. Now she says those voters are being increasingly caught up in the chaos of the Elon Musk run Doge, as vast and brutal cuts having negative consequences nationwide. I keep saying it, Frangela, like, you did vote for this. You just voted for it to happen to other people.
Yes.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. That is the truth.
That's the truth.
You can see it in the poll numbers. I can hear it in focus groups. It's already starting to turn. She said that's a bad sign for Trump because honeymoons, even for him, was getting pretty muted. He was getting a pretty muted honeymoons, but they usually last a little longer than this. One focus group member said a lot of babies being tossed out with the bathwater, to use an old-fashioned phrase, in the first few weeks. I'm disappointed about this with President Trump because he served before. We're forfeiting respect internationally daily. If we had a drinking game where everyone took a drink every time the reverse course of walking back, we'd be drunk in 20 minutes. It's just chaos up there. I don't understand how anyone couldn't have seen this coming. First of all, his first administration was a complete disaster.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
We didn't have toilet paper. What are you talking about?
And the plan that everybody, I don't care what side you're on, you know, you can see in front of your eyes that they are doing things and asking questions.
Yeah. Oh, no, she froze it. All right. Well, no, she is frozen. I'm watching her. Okay. Angela, are you there? Are you frozen? Yes, they are both frozen. Oh,
no,
they're so pretty.
They're frozen on my end.
Who's the pretty girls in the windows there?
Frozen on my end.
Oh, all right. Well, they're frozen
they're
here.
Frozen here.
Okay. It says our connection is unstable.
That's on this end.
Oh, okay. Well, it's me. I'm unstable. But who can blame me?
All right. Let's... Are we back?
There we go.
Hey.
All right. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, that was Elon. It was.
That was
President Elon. Oh, you see him trying to take away a contract from Verizon?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What? This is
grifting.
I mean, I have never seen anybody walk up into the government and say, give me that. You know, let me tell
like
you.
It's a boutique.
Like it's a boutique. When I was a kid, my mother worked for the post office.
Mm-hmm. Get ready. They had to use ponies then. So
yes.
It was hard.
And so, you know, when you had to sell the chocolate? My mother had like thousands of employees.
Yeah.
And whenever they came up to speak to my mother, she made them buy chocolate. They had to bring a truck to take the chocolate. So I got to go in the room and say, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that.
Yeah, the like, fundraising chocolate. If you went to a private school, particularly I think a religious private school, a Catholic private school, you always had to sell like poinsettias and Christmas and candy at different points of the year. So that's what she's talking about. I remember they had that white wrapper.
Yes.
Everybody had that candy. That was just after desegregation.
Let me tell you, that is what Elon Musk is doing right now.
Yeah.
He's in the government going, give me that. Give me that.
It's a smash. It's a smash and grab. Absolutely.
Yes. That's
how much more obvious can this be? He's firing anyone investigating, getting rid of they're getting rid of contracts, giving the contract to himself while he's telling you that your mom's Social Security check is too much. You know, I mean,
she's a parasite. Your mama's a parasite.
Right.
Let me tell you, Elon Musk is the biggest welfare queen we have ever seen.
Biggest.
You know I don't
the
save.
Biggest.
I don't save headlines to trigger you guys. I just.
Of course not. They just provide themselves.
Slavery produced genuine affection between the races. Hegseth's church foretold DEI firings.
Well, what?
What?
That's what I said.
I don't what?
I don't understand that.
That's what his church teaches.
You know, did you see? Is it true that image of his shirt like against his chest, and we see that Iron Cross?
Yes. Yes.
Tattoo?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's a white nationalist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay. It, yeah.
So you know what? Anything that person says, you just might as well don't listen to any of that.
So
first of all, he's not sober. Second of all,
right.
He's a white nationalist.
You're going on a limb to say that slavery did not produce affection between the races? Is that? I just want to be sure.
I'm going to tell you something. What I find fascinating about your average stupid bigot today is they seem to think that slavery equals racial, like a ethnic slavery. And what they don't seem to understand is you the slave, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's po people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you think otherwise.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's you.
All they did was broaden the spectrum. We are all slaves in this system. We are all paying money to Elon. Right now, Elon Musk is taking all of our money that we
not today. Remember, today is a boycott. We ain't spending money
that's
today.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. That's why
unless
I'm wearing
it's a black-owned local business. That's it.
That's why I'm wearing my. I'm not buying your stupid book, Jake Tapper. Sure, don't buy it today. Buy it tomorrow. Okay.
How are you gonna write a book that the whole story is? Guess what? He's old. That's the whole book.
Yeah, I think we got that during the last four years. That's why we are where we are.
Also, my issue is you mighty late, okay? Because you are the media. And if you have had time to write this book, why haven't you been saying this to all of your listeners in the first place?
Yeah.
There's nothing to comment on Trump's. There's nothing. You can't think of a single declining kind of thing.
Speaking of media, I know you have no thoughts on our friend Joy Reid, but we'll save those no thoughts till after the break. Getting you wound up, and then we'll go.
Yes.
Okay. 21 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
So I tweeted a picture of Frangela and John Fiegel singing I on stage with Joy Reid, New York Sexy Liberal, which was fantastic. Yeah, this one was personal for me, as you guys know. But I also, you know, gave such a shout out to Rachel Maddow because I thought that's how you use your power and your white privilege to stand up for other people. I mean, she really went at her own network and the other people that work there, the other hosts of color that lost their jobs. But I'm just curious, I know you did a little bit on Final Word, but just your reaction to all of it.
Look, you know, that is what people should do. And that network, Joy Reid paid for that network. Joy Reid's weekend show.
Yes.
The reason, she paid for this. And for them, that's the person who gets fired? Now, I loved what you said earlier this week, Stephanie, because it's like, it's absolutely true. She's an authentic black voice. And why you won't get rid of her and keep Ari Melber or keep Mika and Joe? These people, what? And I mean, Ari Melber is probably a very nice person, whatever.
No, but I've been on a show. I'm not.
Let me tell you, utilizing black culture.
Not personal.
Yeah,
he's a culture vulture is what he is. And let me tell you, Joy has had a target. Fox has had a target on Joy for the last 5 years. When I tell you they do huge pieces of how much they hate her and run huge pieces.
That's how you know she's so effective. Donald Trump's tweeting about the president's tweeting about you. That's how scared they are of her. That's how powerful her voice is.
They ran her out. Yeah. That was and everybody else fired around her is to make it look like, let's don't get us for this one person.
But they brought him black too. Like it's like
and I said it earlier today, sorry, but the white people there are the DEI hires. Morning Joe, the lowest ratings. That is like Joy Reid had great ratings. They've lost more than half their audience. Like, yeah, you know, so it's that. Kind of obvious, you know. And again, don't mean it personally, you know. Been on Ari's show, been on, you know. I'm just saying it's clear what are the weak spots. And the fact that they fired, you know, Joy and other people, well, they didn't fire other people of color. I guess they're being
They shuffled them around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is how you fire people. Yeah. Yeah, this is the thing. The reason that black people quit jobs is because of this. What they do is they make it untenable. They start moving you around. They start not advancing you, but doing these lateral moves.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that is why. And that is the goal. And I just, for me right now, I'm having difficulty. I don't know if I can watch any of these shows. Well, no. Because I don't have another way to show.
Let's talk about it after the break. Fridays with Frangela.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison mystery, the Esquire Supper Club, is closed. There's a note on the door that says, quote, due to the unimaginable, the Esquire Supper Club is closed, end quote, and thank people for their support. Nobody seems to know what happened yet. The Sherman Avenue staple first opened in 1947 and was sold to new ownership last year. A new Metro Transit service begins on Monday. They'll be adding routes to Monona. One of the main stops will be the Civic Campus, which includes the library and City Hall. They'll also stop at Monona Grove High School, Aldo Leopold Nature Center, and the Dutch Mill Park and Ride. The new service will be hourly on weekdays. And it's the last day of Black History Month. Lisa Hale introduces us to a Wisconsin man working for inclusion every day.
Timber Smith is a formidable force in the Fox Valley community, working for the city of Appleton as the special assistant to the mayor for community, culture, and belonging. Smith is also the co-host of the city's Appleton Engaged podcast.
We're just people and we want good things for our families and we want safety and we want good schools for our kids and we want a good job that we feel respected in. We're not different. We sure share a whole lot together, and that's what makes us community, and we should probably take care of each other.
A modern, everyday look at African-American lives.
Because there's so many stereotypes and so many sometimes just blatantly wrong narratives associated with African-Americans in the country, to have a spotlight of us just being and doing what every other American does, I think there's just so much to that.
For connecting community, promoting service, and encouraging belonging for all living in the Fox Valley area, Timber Smith is a modern-day Black history maker. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. And as the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director and driving force behind the film Green and Gold, Anders Lindwall. Comedian James Connolly and Max Inc. co-host Terry Barr joins us for Bar Band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's not an option. It's...
Mm-hmm.
on, stop being such a coward. You say that you are for maximum transparency, then get out of your bunker and come over here where there are people who ask serious questions, not people who just suck up to you, but people have serious questions about what you're doing, because you're affecting the lives of millions of people across this country in really terrible ways.
Thank you, Senator Elizabeth Warren. All right, Frangela, before the break, we were talking about MSNBC and Joy. I wanted you to finish your thoughts, because I get it, Angela. People, I mean, I'm pissed too, and I've been obviously, you know, talking about this nonstop. But I just feel like we need to support the people that supported Joy and that are telling the truth, mm-hmm. and our democracy warriors like Lawrence and Rachel and Nicole Wallace. And there's a lot of great talent there. And like I keep saying, I don't want to make this weekend show feel bad. Michael Steele and Simone Sanders,
right.
and Alicia
Menendez.
That's
why they did
they're
that
great.
That way.
But they,
that's why they did that way. Cause they don't want you punishing them. You know, you don't want to punish them.
Right.
Right. So this is, you know, they use us against each other.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what Rachel said about if they pick one of us off at a time. And that's why I thought it was so great the way she blasted her own network and stood with Joy, and also all the other employees that are affected.
Mm-hmm. And then they fired a bunch of her staff.
As
a retaliation, I believe.
I think so too. But
we know so. You know it. This is what needs to happen. We all need to create a channel together. Is what needs to happen.
Well,
there's Free Speech TV.
Yes.
You know, and there's this program and all of our podcasts. Like, we all need to invest our time into coming to these spaces.
The one thing Jody and I were saying about Joy thanking all her staff, which is like 11 billion people, and we're like, it's just the three of us. We're like literally held together with chewing gum and
you got staff. Pins. It's just Angela and I.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, well, I guess that's like you're saying, like we're in the business. I have to watch some news because I'm in the and I just don't want there to be no left-leaning outlet, you know. So I'm going to support the shows that I like. But go ahead, Angela.
Yeah, I can only support my Nicole and Sister Rachel right now, and and it's just for them to be throwing around Jen Psaki like that's some sort of I have not felt like her show. I like her, you know, but I've not felt like her show did anything, did what it said it was going to do, which was give us some sort of inside track, you know, and all these inside sources.
I just don't make it past Nicole because I'm sorry, but I can't with the hip hop.
And also
the platforming right wingers that are just going to lie, you know, you can get that everywhere. That's how we lost the election.
And he talks down to his audience.
Yeah.
He's condescending.
Anyway. All right. This is our TV critic, because, you know, I'm not waiting to inflict this on you, but I just wanted you to hear Mayor Adams.
So this is a biblical moment. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, God forgive them, for they know not what they do. All these Negroes who are asking me to step down, God forgive them. Are you stupid? Right now.
Yep, I saw that.
Yeah,
I can't find my pearls to clutch. Where are my pearls?
Is there a biscuit rating?
He did not. You know, when this is the thing, when I see black people using blackness against blackness, it's the saddest for me. It's the saddest for me. Because he knows he's wrong. He knows he's in the wrong. And to sit there in a black church and talk and do that, talking down to black people, trying to tell us we're stupid. We don't know. Your lying eyes don't see me on Fox with the ice head of ice and Homeland sitting there going, yeah, if he doesn't do what I got him on a leash. And if he doesn't do what I want him to do, I'm going to get up his behind.
Yeah.
And he might as well said his black behind.
Yeah, thank you. I said that. Was this like the cringiest, most racist moment ever? It's like, unless he does what Massa says, he threatened anal rape.
I know.
Fox News.
I'm trying to understand. Did he, because it sounded, I might have had like a little stroke. Did he, just tell me, did he basically compare himself to Jesus on the
cross?
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yes, he
okay.
did.
Are you
yes,
sure? Because I'm going to call the doctor. I can't even get my mind around the audacity. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about?
But you know, you know.
I feel like that's the most commonly asked question during this, just even the last month, is, did I have a stroke or did I just... Was that an AI? Was that
happened?
Was that a Trump Gaza video? What was mm-hmm.
that? Right. That was AI.
You know what? If we could only go back to they're eating the dogs.
Right. Those were, remember those days?
Those days.
I think they just suddenly lost their taste for our dogs and cats, I guess.
Dogs and cats.
Don't happen there. Mm. They're somewhere with the Genocide Joe protesters. I don't know. Just not there anymore.
I don't know what to do because it is the reason why you're not supposed to try to save somebody who's drowning unless you are, in fact, a lifeguard. Because I'm watching these people flail around and destroy their lives and try to destroy ours.
Yeah.
And I'm not swimming out to y'all. I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know. I mean, seriously, I'm not.
Did you
just
hear
pretend
what,
you don't see it?
Totally. Did you hear what Charles Blow? Did you hear what Charles Blow said?
No.
He said, he told this story about two men in a boat. It's really quick. Two men in a boat, they're out to sea. They're trying to figure out, there's water coming into the boat. One man is trying to figure out how to shore. He's shoring up everything he can to keep the water out the boat. Mm-hmm. The other guy punches a hole to the boat. And he goes, why did you do that? You know, and he's trying to shore it up. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to watch you drown. I'm going to sit here in this boat and watch you drown. And he's like, we can't make that choice.
No.
We're in the boat.
Yes.
But
instead of putting you on the boat when we fixed it, what we can do is tie a rope around you and drag you behind us.
And I imagine black people don't
let you in the boat.
Black people don't like to get into boat stories in the first place.
No, we
so
do
the
not.
Fact that
no,
we're
no,
even...
we do not. But this is my thing. I just was in Tanzania, and when I tell you I've never... Francis will tell you, if I'm not in Europe on a vacation, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I had a wonderful, amazing time, and it's the first time in my life I've been someplace. I've been like, maybe we should just stay.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just get the dogs here and stay.
Well, because it's like this vaccine thing, you know, it affects all of us. We're like, oh, my God, you get this foreboding sense that something way worse than even what we went through with COVID is coming because of all the factors. I mean, this one, Mallory tweets, anti-vaxxers, you don't need to vaccinate. Breast milk will protect your baby. Also anti-vaxxers, straight up ignoring the entire reason their breast milk has antibodies for measles is because they were vaccinated. I mean, it's just the idiocracy that has gotten us here, right?
And you know, these people would not allow somebody who didn't at least have some supercuts level training to cut their hair. But they will decide they're somehow now qualified immunologists.
Yeah. This one, Politico said, firing bird flu staff was easy, but now as egg prices skyrocket, the Trump administration is scrambling to bring them back. Oh, get it, scrambling. Yeah. Okay. And some don't want to return. I mean, it's like Elon begging for air traffic controllers to come back.
Let me tell you something. If you're an air traffic controller, make them pay.
Right.
Make us pay.
Right.
Because this is ridiculous. Like, This is not how we fix things.
Listen, I have a whole scenario that when they realize, when MSNBC gets enough blowback and they have to hire Joy Reid back because of the ratings cratering, I feel like well, there's gonna need to be like a, she needs to come in on a thing like with, you know, shirtless men feeding her grapes.
Let me tell you, I want them to have to pay Joy Reid so much
money.
Yeah.
Like the Brinks truck, they literally have to bring it to her. Yeah, like the Brinks truck backs up, the gold goes into her house, and then the naked men on that would take carry her in on a stretcher like Madeline Kahn. Just show every night.
I want to see how much she's making a minute next to her on the screen.
Yes, I want to see it ticking.
I want to know.
No, and especially when we live in a world where Bezos makes something like $9 million a minute or something like that.
Not today.
Yeah. Not today.
Oh, and then that AI video of Trump kissing Elon's feet. I need an MSNBC executive to fire her to be kissing her feet every night under the desk. Like just one shot, just one shot where they pan under the desk and they're like, we're sorry.
All right. You know, you were supposed to, like, when I look at what the press is supposed to be and what it's become and the voices that are being silenced, who were the only voices, they're trying to silence them. The only voices out there telling the truth. When Lawrence O'Donnell, who I adore, has to bring a reporter on because he asked a legit question, like, let's celebrate the legit question out of this reporter.
Ali Velshi, who I love, said, you know, you have fact checkers on. And he said, well, you know, that's supposed to be our job. That's supposed to be journalists' job. We're not supposed to have independent fact checkers. But it's just, you know, this is where we are. I mean, Amy Klobuchar, she had to tweet, Trump is now firing the Weather Service, the ones that predict blizzards, tornadoes, hurricanes.
My God.
Maybe when you've got a bunker and security that doesn't matter to you, but for the rest of us, I mean, I don't feel like he could be trying more to actively kill all of us. Right?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Wait,
because he's not coming up with those cuts. Elon is, and he likes to sign his name. He's just sitting there signing his name at the desk, playing president.
Yep.
You know who's doing some good journalism? Rolling Stone, as one of the places. You know, they tweeted, two unusually severe viral outbreaks, influenza and measles, are ravaging the United States, and Kennedy appears to be unqualified to manage them. They headline, FDA cancels critical flu vaccine meeting with no explanation. I mean, we were saying yesterday, Frangela, how terrifying is it? How are we going to hear about the next thing? Word of mouth? Ebola's here, malaria, God knows what. Remember they were going to impeach Obama over one Ebola case here, and then he shut it down?
Exactly, and that is why they want to sell TikTok to Elon or to somebody. That is why he bought X, because then they can control that flow of information also.
Yes, because let me tell you, since Meta has, you know, rescinded all, you know, everything. Platforms, fact checking,
checking hate speech and all that.
Yeah. I get so much right wing, propaganda in my feed. It's ridiculous.
And thank people. Other people have to go. No, Elon Musk did not restore the Ebola thing that he oopsied. Like, you know, this one.
That's what I get mad about with the press. They keep acting like because they say they're going to, they've done it, and they haven't done it.
Right. And Jackie tweets, doctors are debunking RFK Jr.'s claim that 20 hospitalized measles cases in Texas are there for mainly quarantine. Doctors on the ground say the 20 kids hospitalized are having trouble breathing. Oh, and they're all unvaccinated against measles, which RFK Jr. neglects to mention. I mean, so random doctors and experts and people there are having to get the facts out there, right?
Yeah, Dana yesterday on the show, she was like, the last time a child died from measles was 22 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, like, exactly. He's like, oh, this is not unusual. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Our friend JoJo, I just love, because no one says it like JoJo. She said, listen up, you absolute legends of stupidity, you glorious star-spangled dip. You majestically brain-dead champions of mediocrity, you beige wallpaper of humanity. Measles outbreaks do not happen all the time in our country. Stop acting like this is normal. It's not. She's like, oh, this is normal. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, it's not.
They count
you
on
us. You haven't seen a measle since the 70s. Come on now.
Why do I have to take medical advice from a ex-heroin user who is not a doctor, who had brain worms,
who likes to cut off whale heads and put him on his car?
Tell me, I wouldn't go to him for advice on how to tie my shoe.
No, I wouldn't go. I don't know. I wouldn't go to him for any kind of advice. I was like, maybe if I wanted to catch a dead whale. No, I would never want that.
You wouldn't go to him for anything. And
I wouldn't let him park my car.
Charge of our health.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of Fridays with Frangela brought to you by Cozy Earth. This is when I cry into my dogs. This is I'm in my Cozy Earth pajamas, in my Cozy Earth sheets, crying into both dogs. It's good when they're little, Bella, you need two.
Yeah.
For each eye.
What?
Okay. Also, they love my cozy sheets, too. It's so luxurious. I live in the lap of luxury. Or you can feel like it anyway. They're so soft. They're temperature regulating. You stay cool, comfortable, wrapped in five-star luxury all night long. And when you step out of the shower, hello. Ow. Cozy Earth Luxe bath sheets are waiting. They're huge. Ultra-absorbent. Don't you hate when this towel's too small?
Yeah.
Okay. Softer than anything you've ever dried off with. Trust me, once you try them, there's no going back. And the Cozy Earth pajamas, I cannot say enough about how schnoogly they are. I am schnoogly. Mm. Go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie. Up to 40% off the soft sheets, towels, pajamas, and more. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
I was always tired with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said. So she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better, with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent any disease.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, it is the
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that show. Frangela, I know you don't think there's anything wrong with the justice system, but I just thought I would throw this out. It looks like Rudy Giuliani magically came up with $148 million to satisfy the judgments against him, and all while not being forced to sell his New York and Florida properties. Remember, he was in bankruptcy not all that long ago. Now he's clear of all of this and scot-free with no income.
It's like, I want that.
White people magic.
I want that.
Mm-hmm. 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 The only thing that feels good about that is that I hope that that check he just signed the back of it and gave it to our black lady, Shay Mawson.
Miss Ruby, yeah.
Miss Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, as long as the check cash, I don't care.
As long as it clears. I know. Did you see this moment, reporter? Do you still think Zelensky's a dictator? Trump, did I say that? I can't believe I said that. We were just like somebody's tweeted, every day is the worst day in the Trump administration until the next day.
Right. Like, I'm telling you, they're amazing. They outdo themselves every day. It's amazing. Like, the whole idea of the only person you have to compete with is yourself, they are making that true. It's like every day morning they wake up and they go, how can we be more evil and more stupid?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, we keep saying it took Biden 4 years to get us out of this mess. It 1 month, and it is all of it. Media Matters said it's not just the town halls. People are calling into right-wing radio shows to voice frustration with the Trump administration. I mean, I guess that's the only silver lining, Frangela. I don't know. You can see it in polling and in town halls, and you can feel it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I think we still have an opportunity here. The opportunity, I think that we're getting a mirror. This is putting a mirror up to us, to the entire country, to our Constitution, to our system. And every day we're getting more information, more data on what we need to fix. And that is the thing I can say to myself at the end of every day when I feel like ripping off my skin and eating it. I say to myself, but what I just learned today is these things need to be shored up. This can't be allowed to happen. We have to make better guardrails because nobody envisioned a world where the two other branches would cave in.
Yep. Can I just say, in your defense, your skin looks really like buttery soft and magical and so like edible. You know what I'm saying?
It is a caramel delight. It's just a fact. I'm not even.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is like, we get further into North Korea every day. I mentioned this earlier, hot mic alert. As the press was filing out of Trump's cabinet meeting yesterday, Trump was caught instructing Lawrence Jones from Fox News. Lawrence, say we did a great job, please, okay? Say it was unbelievable. State-run media at its finest. They've kicked out everybody that might ask an actual question or do actual journalism.
Again, you said it the other day. What's the point? Like, he doesn't actually ever answer the questions.
No,
he lies.
That's not transparency. One last one, because this is, I believe, Bella specifically is the future. Ember says, I just had my first student meme the Nazi salute today. This is third grade. He doesn't know what it means. He saw it somewhere and is copying, but it's not okay. I responded calmly but firmly. We don't do that here. That means hate. It's not okay. Oh, okay, he said, and we moved on. It's going to become a thing, teachers. Shut it down every time, even if they're just memeing. It's not okay. This is where we are.
Yeah. You know,
it was the price of eggs.
It was the price of eggs. And, you look at that little Latina in Texas who,
Jocelyn.
You know, just, That broke my heart because mm-hmm. of her parents' status. Mm-hmm. And they didn't tell her parents that she was being bullied. And they didn't tell her parents who it was or that they had put her in therapy. They didn't even feel like they had to inform her parents.
Yeah. The answer, as always, is the final word. Idiot of the week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
LexiLiberal.com. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review, and Mr. Zomers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House, and ABC's Karen Travers says their meeting takes place as the Trump administration pushes Ukraine to accept a ceasefire with Russia.
Zelensky is pushing the Trump administration to commit to security guarantees for his country to prevent Russia from threatening it again. But President Trump has said it is not the responsibility of the U.S., and European nations should handle peacekeeping efforts in Ukraine after the war. The two leaders are expected to sign an agreement related to Ukraine's mineral resources.
Today, the White House says President Trump will designate English the official language of the United States and rescind a Clinton-era order that required federal funding recipients to provide language services for non-English speakers. Commerce Department data showed personal incomes rose in January, but Americans cut their spending by 0.2 percentage points in 22 more measles cases in Texas, now in 9 counties. This is ABC News.